Psalm 16, a Miktam of David. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Who is your hope in? Who do you put your trust in? Who or what are you pursuing after with all your heart and strength? Well, if your answer to any of these things is anything other than the Lord Himself, then in the end, you will lose everything and everyone that you put your trust in, including your own soul. There is only one who can preserve you forever, and that is the eternal God. There is only one who can give you an eternal inheritance in His kingdom, and that is the great King of heaven and earth. There is only one who can give you counsel that will never fail, and that is the one whose name is Wonderful, Counselor. There is only one who can fix and establish you so that nothing can shake or move you. And that is the one who is the rock and chief cornerstone, upon whom the whole church is built on. There is only one who can raise you up out of death and hell unto eternal life. And that is the Lord that liveth, the Lord our righteousness. There is only one who can show you the path of life and lead you into fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. And that is the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. The one in whom you can see the invisible God, the one who dwells in the bosom of the Father, and came to declare Him. Oh, our hope, our trust, our lot, our portion, our love, and our desire must be Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Word made flesh, and through Him, the Father has made the way for us to be partakers of Him. Let us never take up the names of false gods or hasten after them. No, may the Lord be the portion of our inheritance and the portion of our cup, the cup of blessing and salvation. Let us bless the Lord, who has not forsaken us, nor left us destitute, but has guided us, counseled us, and instructed us through the day and the night seasons. Let us set the Lord before us always. May we be fixed in His presence. May He be our right hand of strength and we will never be moved. Let our hearts be glad and our glory rejoice in Him. Then will our flesh be able to rest in hope. Whether we die or are caught up together in the clouds with Him, we will not be forgotten, because Jesus, the Holy One, never saw corruption. And in the end, we'll be able to say, Thou hast shown me the path of life. In Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16.